Live and Lansing with Michael Cohen. This is More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
6:21 p.m. on a Wednesday evening here in Lansing. Michael Cohen with producer Desi Simmons. Well, surprise, surprise, Mitt Romney winning the Florida primary yesterday, and decisively so. Is he now on his way for a meeting with destiny, or is the race not quite over? To talk about it and what the general election may look like, I'm joined by MSU professor of political science, Paul Abramson. Paul, welcome to the program. Thanks for joining me again.
No problem.
Did you get a chance to see Mitt Romney singing down there at the Villages in Florida?
Yes, I think he better concentrate on politics and business.
I see. But he sang for a very short amount of time, I noticed. He cut himself off, but maybe that was the right thing to do.
I think he's got a lot of competition in the singing business.
Let me ask you, when you look at Mitt Romney, have the Republicans had any kind of a candidate like this since Reagan? Or, I mean, could he kind of redefine the Republican nominees in the way he's so smooth and well-presented?
Well, it's hard to think of a candidate they've had who's had such a low level of enthusiasm among the Republican Party. I don't think there was a lot of, I think maybe if you went back to 96, I don't think there was a lot of enthusiasm for Bob Dole, but somebody had to be the sacrificial lamb to run against Clinton when it was pretty obvious that Clinton was going to be reelected. So I think what's unusual about Romney is that there isn't a great deal of enthusiasm for him among the rank-and-file Republicans.
Do you think, though, that that can actually work for him in the general election and the fact that he may be viewed as far more moderate than the other Republican candidates?
Well, that's a good question. And, of course, Gingrich is trying to paint him as a liberal. I don't think he'll succeed at that. And clearly he is more moderate than the other Republican candidates. But I think all the same, it's not likely that there'll be a more conservative candidate running as a challenger to Romney and Obama. And even if there is, I don't think that third-party challenger or independent challenger would draw a large percentage of the vote. So, on the other hand, you may find it difficult turning out Republican voters. So the problem may be relatively low turnout among Republicans this fall.
Now, so you don't think that the Republican distaste for President Obama is enough to get them out?
I think it would help a lot if they had a candidate of their own that they were really enthusiastic about.
I'm talking to MSU professor of political science, Paul Abramson. So South Carolina kind of shocked folks. Newt Gingrich won there. But after Florida, with the way Romney won, it's starting to look like that it was just kind of a fluke or a spike. Let's talk about the money aspect of it, the fact that, Gingrich spent $4 million, Romney $16 million on ads. Is that an issue? Are people going to view Romney as simply buying this nomination?
Well, some people may see it that way. And Romney certainly has a better basis for raising money, and a great deal of Gingrich's money is coming from one family in Nevada, which is supporting his super PAC. I think about $10 million came from one family. And that family is a family of billionaires. So, how much they really want to dip into their personal wealth to keep Gingrich's campaign going, problematic, especially as his chances now are so remote.
So we're moving ahead. We're going to have Nevada, Maine, Minnesota, Colorado, Missouri, Arizona, and then Michigan at the end of the month. Will Romney likely then just have it closed out then by the time he gets here?
Well, not in terms of delegates. You know, there are not enough delegates to be won in those states. But if Romney sweeps the five events, as I count, through February 7th, the Gingrich campaign is really going to be on the ropes.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard to see any of those contests in which Gingrich has much of a chance. I mean, you've got the caucuses in Nevada. I don't think Romney has the organization to do well in that caucus. You have caucuses in Maine,
mm-hmm.
where Paul has been doing a lot of groundwork, caucuses in Colorado and Minnesota. I just don't see Romney. I just don't see Gingrich doing well there, and I don't see him doing well in the Missouri primary. So, mm-hmm. you know, if he really loses the next five events, even though in terms of delegates gained by Romney won't matter a lot, just the loss of that many events in a row would be devastating.
Okay, about a minute left here. So Romney's wealth and the way he acquired it, his career with Bain Capital, this
yes.
asset management and financial services company, you know, some say it effectively pushed relatively healthy companies into bankruptcy and made big profits along the way. Do you expect that to become more of a focus as the campaign moves ahead?
Well, I think it's going to be more of a focus for Obama as the campaign moves ahead. But I think the Republican contest is all but over.
Will voters care about that?
No, I think voters won't care that the campaign was wrapped up early. But I do think it's essentially wrapped up, and certainly will be by the 7th. You know, so you're talking about less than a week,
right?
I would say it's certainly a good chance that Romney will sweep the next five events.
In terms of the general election, do you expect that issue to be in any way a factor in the race?
I'm sorry, which issue are you?
The issue of the enormous wealth Romney has created for himself and the way he did so.
I think that's going to be very controversial, and there's obviously a controversy as to whether he really helped create jobs or helped destroy jobs.
Right, the big question, because we need to do more of the creating here in this country at this point. Paul Abramson, MSU professor of political science. Paul, thank you very much for joining me.
You're very welcome.